Thank you and good afternoon. A 39-year-old Fortuna woman remains in the hospital with life-threatening wounds, and a 47-year-old man is dead from a self-inflicting gunshot, according to Fortuna police, who are investigating the suspected attempted murder and suicide at a residence at Forest Hills Drive in Fortuna Wednesday morning. Police responded to a 911 call at just after 6 a.m. and found the man dead on the front stoop. The man has been identified as 47-year-old Eureka resident Russell Allen Kellum. Kellum was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Inside the house, police found the victim, the mother of a 2-year-old child. She was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound. According to police, the man had gone to the house for a prearranged child custody exchange, and instead of waiting at the entrance to the gated neighborhood, he came to the front door of the house instead and confronted the woman. The 2-year-old child was strapped into a car seat in a car in the driveway, and police suspect the incident was due to an ongoing custody dispute. Around 9:30 this morning, the Arcata Fire District responded to a residence in the 800 block of A Street after multiple callers reported smoke showing from the house. The first arriving officer reported no smoke coming out of the residence, but a smoke alarm was sounding off. An engine crew made their way into the residence, and after examining the smoke alarm, it was determined that a buildup of dust inside the alarm was causing it to sound off. The incident serves as a reminder to clean out your smoke alarms, as dust and dirt buildup can cause false alarms. Also remember to test your smoke alarms monthly. A traffic stop in Eureka ended up with the arrest of a man wanted for assault with a deadly weapon and the confiscation of 2 loaded handguns and a Winchester rifle. A Eureka police officer conducted a traffic stop in the 3900 block of Broadway Monday night and pulled over a Jeep Cherokee with expired tags being driven by a 36-year-old Eureka resident, Jason Michael Passerini. The officer discovered that Passerini was wanted on a felony warrant, and a search of the Jeep turned up 2 loaded handguns, both of which were chambered to fire, as well as ammunition for the handguns and a Winchester rifle. Passerini was arrested and booked in a county jail on several charges, including the felony warrant and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Republican senators want the Senate Public Safety Committee to address issues at a hearing. Dan Squire has more.
Republican state senators want some answers from Attorney General Kamala Harris and have requested that hearings be held in order to ask those questions. In 2013, the legislature updated the process to check how many California residents were prohibited from possessing or owning firearms and found a backlog of more than 20,000 people prohibited from owning weapons that were in possession of firearms. The Attorney General's office was provided with funding of around $8 million per year to hire agents to address that backlog. And now Republicans want to hold hearings and have requested the Senate Public Safety Committee address the issue.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 60-year-old Harry Schultz, who was wanted for assault with a deadly weapon. Wednesday afternoon, a deputy spoke with the 35-year-old male victim, who explained that he was struck in the head 3 times by Schultz with the blunt end of a hatchet. The attack occurred Tuesday morning at a cabin located off of Bear Creek Road in Trinity County. The victim has been friends with Schultz for years, and he was prepping a meal for both of them when Schultz struck the victim in the back of the head 3 times. The victim was able to wrestle the hatchet away from Schultz and called a friend to take him to the Southern Trinity Health Clinic to staple shut the wound on the back of his head. The victim also claimed that he has vision problems as a result of the attack. Schultz is 6 feet tall, 190 pounds with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information regarding Schultz's whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. California is in the 4th year of an historic drought, and the Assembly, Senate, and Governor Jerry Brown are taking steps to aid the current drought efforts, coming to an agreement on an early budget water package. Funds include an acceleration of the general fund, Proposition 1, and special fund categories in the proposed January 10th budget, as well as proposed increases for emergency food assistance, emergency drinking water, and conservation actions. The fund in total will come to $1 billion, and that would fund 29 counties most impacted by the drought, water use efficiency grants for agricultural and urban water users, water recycling efforts, and protecting fish and wildlife. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.